That applies to Kohanim only that are going up that are not that are that that is not their fault. It's not their pagam. It's not for their own blemish. But Abel Kohanim and Nimnoim Mitzis Kapayim Machmas Aminuk. But those Kohanim who are not going for the Mitzis Kapayim because of the custom Kegoin. There is a tradition that within, while you're in mourning, a person is in Shiva, he doesn't raise his hand because he's not in joy. The one who blesses a Kohen has to be joyful. He has to have a good heart that he wants to bless the people. Can't be as sad, can't be upset. But while the person is sitting Shiva, or is in the middle of a Shiva, he's not happy, so he has a hard time being happy. So the custom is, during that time, not to go up to the... Commission Mitzina by Yitzchak, this is what we find by Yitzchak, Shetziva Lassus Loi Matamim Kedem Shivarech. We find by Yitzchak, before he gave the blessing, what did he ask? He says, make me good food. Why did he tell him make good food? Because before you want to bless, you want to be in a good mood to bless. You don't want to just bless. Well, I could have blessed him just like that. But the fact of good food would have made him in a good mood. So we see that in order to bless, you have to be in a good mood. That's why he wanted the matamim. So medinas elu shenegim shekol zman avelus afilad b'chayish lo v'alimay. In our countries, the custom is that during the entire mourning period, even up to 12 months for his father and the mother, b'chol shloish malshal kareim, or 30 days for other relatives, even if there would be no other kohen but him, he still would not go up if it's during his year of mourning or 30 days for another relative, not his parents. I feel even during the festivals, because he's not called somebody who is in the simcha, because you're not allowed to go to a marriage or similar things during your year of mourning. You can't go to a marriage, so it means that you're not in a joyful state then. So they say during the entire year you should not do the Birchat Kohanim, in which you need to be in the joy.
Yeah, you can be called to be a Shaliach Tzibur or have an Aliyah when you're in a state of mourning.
That doesn't have to do with that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
V'hu Adin, not during Shiva, because you're not allowed to study during Shiva, but after Shiva. V'hu Adin HaKoyver Meisim Beregel. Same thing is, even if somebody who buries the person who died during the festival would not go up. He would still be prohibited in joyful during the festival, even though mourning does not apply to him because he has to wait till after Yontif. Oinen is on the day that the parents, that the relative died. Even in Yom Tov, which he would still be chayv in all the mitzvahs, he's not in simcha. So what do these people, this kohanim, do that they don't go up and they don't do? That's the custom over there. So they all have to leave the shul before the shatz calls kohanim. So they should not be violating the positive mitzvah. Because halachically, strictly from the din, they are permitted to raise their hand. It's only the tradition that they don't do that. So therefore, they need to leave the shul, because that otherwise they'd be violating the asay, because they're being called to bless and they're not going to be blessing. And if taka, they tell them specifically to go up or to wash their hands, chayovim lalo, is they have to go up. Im amru lahem koydim siyum birchas aveda, if they told them before they completed the birchas aveda, they should yavru be'aser, so that they should not be violating the positive command. Lachein lo yibu be'aser knesses k'shem rim lo be'kain litla yudeyim. Therefore, they should rather better not be in shul when they tell the kohen to wash your hands, because that's like telling them to do. We don't want it to violate, so don't be there. If the prohibition is the rabbis don't allow you, so then we don't even care. You can be in the shul all the time. Depending, if it's because of a blemish, you can stay there and they can call you. You're not violating anything. The rabbi said, don't go. because you are blemished, because even the chalutza, even if it's from the rabbanon, if it's something which the rabbis said that you shouldn't go up because you have a physical defect, you shouldn't go up, so then you're better off not being in shul. But if you're in shul, if you didn't leave in the shul, you don't have to go up because you're not violating anything, because the rabbis don't let you go up. And that's the difference between all the in these cases in which we said that you should, in a case where you're obligated to go up, and you're just accustomed that you don't go up, so because of simcha, better off don't be in shul. So in that case, and if they actually call you, you have to go up because the Torah command overrides the custom in that case, because you were called. It's a mitzvah, it's a Torah at the time.